Sam reports the attorneys general of the states are expected to make an announcement this week.
Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller will lead the probe. He's already leading reviews in several states of potentially fraudulent foreclosure documents. The inquiry would step up the pressure on banks around the country to halt foreclosures. On Friday, Bank of America announced it was stopping foreclosures in all 50 states until its internal investigation is complete. J.P. Morgan and Chase & Company, Ally Bank's GMAC mortgage unit, and PNC Financial have all shut down foreclosures in the 23 states where the procedures must first be approved by a judge. Evidence has come to light showing mortgage lenders have been pushing through flawed court papers to force homeowners out of their homes. Top prosecutors in several states say they're looking into possible legal violations. Attorney General Eric Holder says a federal investigation is also underway. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
It's been a big day for North Korea's heir apparent. The youngest son of North Korean leader Kim Jong-il joined his father at a massive military parade in Pyongyang today, marking the 65th anniversary of the ruling Workers' Party. Kim Jong-un stood near his father and saluted goose-stepping soldiers and reviewed tanks carrying rocket-propelled grenades and long-range missiles as they rolled by. NATO supply convoys are driving in from Pakistan to Afghanistan. Pakistan reopened a key border crossing it had closed after a controversial U.S. helicopter strike killed two Pakistani soldiers. Meanwhile, suspected U.S. drone aircraft launched a pair of missile strikes in northwestern Pakistan today, killing at least four people. This is NPR News. Voters in Kyrgyzstan are going to the polls today, and as Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow, they're participating in historic elections.
Voters showed up to choose a new parliament and prime minister that the government hopes will create a new era of democracy in the tiny Central Asian nation. Today's vote comes after a year of ethnic violence and political turmoil, mostly in the southern part of the country. Former President Kurmanbek Bakiyev was ousted in April during violent public protests over corruption and poor living conditions. International observers say they're concerned that continued tensions between ethnic Uzbeks and Kyrgyz in the south will discourage voting. Kyrgyz officials say they've posted police and security officials throughout the country, and at least one-third of the voters have been to the polls. President Roza Utunbayeva also says voting has gone smoothly. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
They're calling it a global work party, and organizers say more than 7,000 events in 188 countries are planned today as part of a Global Action Day for the Earth. A group called 350.org is behind it, and its founder, environmental activist Bill McKibben, says today's activities have two goals.
All designed, first of all, to do some good in their local communities, and second of all, to send a sharp political message to our leaders. You've got to get to work, too. I'm at work. What about you?
Events are planned in every state today. 350.org staged a similar event last year to draw attention to climate change. The group takes its name from 350 parts per million, the concentration scientists recognize as the safe upper limit of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News, from Washington.